It's a Saturday afternoon, and a studio in the Merchants Wharf of downtown Juneau is filled with cardboard, fabric, and old newspapers. Sewing machines and power tools hum as artists stitch, paste, and staple materials together. Hattie Mitchell is in the middle of sewing neon feathers onto a giant black tutu.
The tutu was donated by a woman who told us that she had a lot of fun in this tutu.
The tutu will serve as the neck for a giant bird puppet being constructed as part of a month-long puppet project. Like the tutu, the majority of materials used for the project are donated by Juneau residents. Seatbelts, crutches, and old dresses have already been dropped off at the wharf for the artists.
You never know what people are going to bring. I'm just kind of in a candy shop right now with everything I've ever wanted.
Mitchell has been making puppets professionally for the last 4 years and estimates she's crafted at least 200. She is one of three visiting artists helping local artist M.K. McNaughton to complete the giant puppet project.
I love that art. There aren't any wrongs or right in how you do things. That sometimes mistakes lead to the coolest outcomes.
McNaughton raised over $8,000 for the community project. She and the three visiting artists will spend their days leading puppet workshops for Juneau school children. At night, they work in the puppet studio alongside local volunteers. On the other side of the puppet studio, visiting artist Daniel Polnow is building a structure that will hold a giant puppet on a performer's back.
One of our mottos is low-tech, high-magic.
Polnow frequently walks the beaches of Juneau, picking up long sticks he may or may not incorporate into his puppets. He says puppetry forces an artist to combine a number of talents.
A project like this is almost like putting together a Thanksgiving dinner. You're kind of scurrying around and creating 12 dishes at once.
Dishes that include puppet sea goddesses, flying wolves, and giant monsters. Even Juneau City Manager Kim Kiefer has influenced their imaginations, as a puppet resembling her is under construction for wearable art. As visitors to Juneau, Polnow and Mitchell say they've been impressed by the range of artistic talent that strolls into the studio. Passers-by often walk in with little artistic experience and end up recycling trash into art.
We humans are designed to be together and make things together. And so we just create a little bit of structure, foundation, opportunity for people to come in and investigate.
McNaughton and the visiting artists will continue offering community workshops in the Merchants Wharf from 4 to 8 p.m. every weekday and 10 a.m. to 5 p.m. every weekend until February 12th. They encourage anyone in Juneau to come in and try to think outside the box. In Juneau, I'm Kevin Reagan.